El mercado va a cerrar de la siguiente manera. Eurodólar va a cerrar comprador, sin embargo no se está sosteniendo al 13.50, pero la sesión está por arriba de las aperturas, mercado comprado. Repito, no está sosteniéndose al 13.50, así que puede haber posibilidades que caiga el precio durante el día, sí. Compra se mantiene, pero igual, por precaución, hay que dejar cubierto en torno a 1.1333, si llega a ese precio. Puede caer a los mínimos otra vez en torno a 1.1325. So the market today for euro dollar is going to close for buyers. All the market is above the opening. But the thing is that it's not holding at the 1.1350 level. So that being said, we have to hedge still. And if it drops to 1.1333, which I know is far, the hedge level, but if it drops all the way down to here, it's going to reach again the low levels of 1.1325. Así que esa es la situación con euro dólar. Por más que cierre en comprador, igual hay que tener precauciones. So even if closes for the for buyers, we must pay attention to the strategic prices, and in this case is the 1.1350. If fails the market from those levels, it will drop. Si falla el mercado, caería. Entonces, con respecto de Libra, la situación es distinta porque Libra dólar no tuvimos una situación de ventas el día de hoy, ni tampoco de coberturas. Así que it's a different story here with the pound dollar. The market is closing for buyers. We're only buying the pound dollar. And 1.2983 are the levels expected for today. Es la segunda sesión que termina comprado libra dólar. Subiría 28, 29.80, 29.93 libra dólar para hoy. So expected 1.2980, 1.2993 for today the pound dollar. Dólar CAD va a cerrar venta el día de hoy. Dólar Canadian will close for sellers. Is expected to drop down to 1.3233, 1.3224 by today. Due to the impact of the information and also the market is closing below buy levels. So dollar Canadian, for now we have only sellers. Dollar Yen, se cumplió el intervalo de compra. So dollar Yen is done for today. For buyers, and now there's nothing to do with dollar yen because the market is gonna drop, and then from there it may go up, but that's it. We cannot do anything else with dollar yen. We got to buy today and that's it. Solamente se pudo hacer una compra en dollar yen y eso es todo. Ahora el precio va a consolidar o caer. So that's the dollar yen situation. Consolidation, nothing to do, nada que hacer. Dólar yen puede caer y comprarse otra vez. El dólar CAD cierra en venta. Dólar CAD cierra en venta. Sí. 1.3233, 1.3224. So, yes, it's below the consolidation, the dollar Canadian, so sellers are still expected. Oro va a cerrar comprado y se dirige a 1.320, 1.321.05. Gold, it's gonna close for buyers. All the market is buying gold. The next level from 1.1384 up to 1, and that will be 1.1321. So it's one more buy range up here for gold expected. And that's pretty much all we have for now. Eso es todo lo que tenemos por ahora. Simplemente el euro cubrir, porque igual es un nivel muy estratégico que no logró sostenerse hoy. Por más que haya cerrado y va a cerrar comprador, hay que prestar atención a si el precio cae durante el día. So we must pay attention with especially on the euro dollar. Like I said, even if we close for buyers, the market may drop during the day and may give us some sale levels too. La Libra, no. The pound's a different story. Buyers are fine. The market is holding and not any hedge necessary or any sell level close enough to consider sellers. Así que eso es todo lo que tenemos por ahora. Vamos a seguir en contacto por el chat para el resto de la sesión. We'll be in touch on the chat for the rest of the day until the closing. So I'm going to check before the closing of the market. Voy a chequear el mercado antes del cierre de mercado. A ver si hay algo más que podamos hacer. That's all we got for now. Eso es todo lo que tenemos por ahora. Una semana compleja. It's been a very complex week due to volatility, due to the market not being able to hold during the day, so we had to hedge overnight. I know it's been challenging, but situations like this, the only thing you have to count on is your emotional control. That's all. Así que semana con mucho desafío, dado que el mercado no ha logrado sostenerse, hemos tenido que cubrir durante el día. Pero situaciones así se esperan también. Y ahí lo único que es importante y necesario es, por supuesto, control. Y, por supuesto, hay niveles que hay que tener precaución con las ventas. Pero es parte del trading. Eso es todo por ahora. That's all we got for now. I'll see you guys on the chat.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.